Message number 932. Relax all of you and know that God is ever powerful and that no act however evil cannot be trampled on by Him. Friday, October 11, 2013 at 22:30. My dearly beloved daughter, know that I walk beside you every day, every minute, awaiting your response. There are times when you have too much to do for this mission, but you must always leave the proper time aside for me, your Jesus. Remember, I am always present and respond always to those who call out to me. Nothing must ever separate you from my company, because the time you yield to me grants you great graces. Today I ask that all those who accept that I now speak to the whole world through the Book of Truth to prepare yourselves. Never allow my messages to cause you concern, worry, or panic. Never believe that I would ask you to run from your homes into refuges, for this command does not come from me. The refuges I speak of are those places you need to go to in order to receive Mass and the sacraments. My loyal servants are preparing now all over the world for that day to come when the daily sacrifice of the Mass will be no more. You must always keep the blessed seal of the living God in your homes and in whatever format you can, in order to carry it with you also. This will protect you from any kind of persecution, and you will gain the strength necessary to remain true to God and everything which is laid down clearly in the Most Holy Bible. Relax all of you and know that God is ever powerful and that no act however evil cannot be trampled on by Him. Those of you who choose to respond to my call are blessed. You in turn, through your act of love for your neighbor, will spread the seal of the living God everywhere you go. Now you must do this. Trust in me. Never feel restless, for I do not spread fear. I spread the truth, which for some can be overwhelming. I am your protector, your savior, and I will come soon to bring you the final salvation and the world to come which will have no evil. Be at peace. I will guide and protect you all and give you the gift of perseverance in all the trials ahead. Your Jesus.